together. And every faith, heart, fallen brother can rediscover.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour with Paul Sadek and Corey Regan starts now.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Corey Regan.
And where did the fall go?
That's what we were just saying. I don't know. It was very short. All of a sudden, Christmas is everywhere, and I'm looking back thinking it was just August, wasn't it?
Refresh my memory. How long have you been in the Midwest now?
Since this would be my seventh year, I think.
Okay. Well, you've been here long enough to know that we usually do better than this.
Right. I don't know why I act so surprised. Every year, something changes. The winter's really long, and I'm shocked when it's May and it's still snowing, but I should be over that and used to it by now, I guess.
We carry on. Anyway, and God is still present.
That's true, and we're grateful for this wonderful season that's ahead of us.
Absolutely, and the Rediscover Hour is presented on Relevant Radio by Stinson Electric, your trusted electrical advisor, solving electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers. And coming up today, hear from a local bookseller about a special opportunity to meet one of the most beloved and inspirational Catholic spirituality authors writing today. You won't want to miss details on how you can see Father Jacques Philippe in person.
And we'll talk with one of the amazing musicians who took the stage at the Rediscover Catholic Celebration. Hear from Michelle Denise Michaels about why she speaks about blindness as a gift. Plus, listen to a little of her stunning performance of How Great Thou Art in Answering the Call.
Plus, in No Ordinary Conversation, Archbishop Neinstadt discusses preparing our hearts for Advent with Father John Paul Erickson.
But first, we'll start the show today like we usually do with Joe Towalski, editor of The Catholic Spirit. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Paul.
You keeping warm?
Trying to.
Car warmed up a little bit, and you made it over to St. Paul. Okay.
Yeah, no problems yet.
All right. Well,
what do you have for us this week?
Well, you know, today we mark the somber 50th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy, and you know, for those who lived through it, it's one of those instances in which they typically remember exactly where they were when they heard the news.
I was in sixth grade working on an art project. And my dear teacher, Lee Earhart, who I believe is still with us, came in and gave us the news and wheeled in a TV, and we sat and watched Walter Cronkite report it to us.
Well, you know, to commemorate the anniversary, we have a story in this week's issue about the priest who gave the president last rites at Parkland Hospital in Dallas. His name was Father Oscar Huber, and he was a Vincentian priest serving in Dallas. You know, he had walked several blocks to see the president's motorcade and went back to the parish, and soon after got a call from the hospital saying the president was shot, and, you know, could he come there? He got the call because the hospital was in the parish's boundaries, and... You know, folks can read the story to find out more about Father Huber's time at the hospital that day and how he was just so struck by the strength and the courage of the First Lady, you know, at the hospital. An interesting side note is that Father Huber's nephew is a Vincentian priest today and uses the chalice that his uncle took to the hospital that day. So,
okay.
Oh, wow.
And we also have a story about President Kennedy's visit to the Cathedral of St. Paul the year before the assassination in October 1962. Some people stayed for two or three masses that morning at the cathedral for a chance to see the president.
See,
and folks can read more about that visit in this week's paper as
he
well.
He was a charismatic guy. There's
very
no
much so. Very
that.
Much so.
Other things were. We're getting set for Advent.
Absolutely. Just around the corner. First Sunday of the new liturgical year is December 1st. And you know, we talk about Advent as a season of waiting, and we have an excerpt this week from Cardinal Timothy Dolan's book, Advent Reflections, about what he calls the three comings of Christ in history, in mystery, and in majesty. And in history, of course, at his birth in Bethlehem, and in majesty, when he'll come again, you know, at the end of time. And in mystery, in the Mass, in the sacraments, in Scripture, in the faces of the poor every day. And Cardinal Dolan offers some ways to prepare during Advent that reflect each of these three kinds of waiting. In history, knowing that Jesus came as our Savior and acknowledging that we need a Savior. You know, we are sinful people that can't just make it on our own. And in majesty, knowing that Jesus will come again, and then reflecting, you know, are we living our lives in ways that are going to help us get to heaven? And in mystery, you know, stopping every day to acknowledge Jesus' presence in our lives through prayer or acts of charity. So he offers a lot of food for thought and a lot to reflect on. And we also have a reflection for the first Sunday of Advent reprinted from Matthew Kelly's book, Rediscover Advent. And we'll be reprinting his reflections for the remaining Sundays of Advent in our December 5th issue.
Well, the time is upon us, just a week until that kicks in.
Yeah.
Okay, what's in the Rediscover section?
Well, our theme this week is healthy communications, and we have a particular focus on healthy communications as it relates to the world of online and social media.
So we
interviewed Gordy DeMaray of St. Paul's Outreach, who talked about how he's approached this issue in his family with his wife and six kids. You know, he talked about the need to be cautious when it comes to online media use, but not to be afraid of it. You know, there's really no way to avoid it or really keep it.
It's here to stay.
Yeah, and it's just so pervasive.
Right.
But, you know, his family has set up some rules about, you know, how old you need to be before you can have a cell phone and, you know, managing how much time the kids spend in front of the TV or computer screens and, you know, and using some of the time in front of those screens as a family, you know, maybe watching a movie together and discussing it afterward. Now, Corey, you have young children.
I do.
Have you had to deal with screen time with
Absolutely.
Your kids?
Absolutely. I mean, they're already fighting over the iPad and all that stuff. Even my, you know, 22-month-old is into it now. So it's something that we have to set boundaries and really sort of, my husband and I come up with a strategy that we're going to be consistent with, you know?
Right, right. And I have a 15-year-old who's actually a very good self-policer about appropriate things to watch on TV or games to play. But, you know, he'd play for hours if we didn't set any limits. So.
My 4-year-old or 5-year-old now is also a self-policer. She says, Mom, this isn't appropriate for kids.
You know, so we as parents, you know, got to be vigilant about some of the, you know, some of the dangers that are out there with media today. But social media have a lot of positives about it, them too. So it's all about striking a balance, I think.
And, using it for good.
Right, and helping guide our kids, you know, to make good decisions and get the right perspective on things. So.
Right.
Lino Ruhle moved to New York several years ago, but he just can't stay away, can he?
He just keeps coming back to Minnesota. he was in town last week to broadcast his Catholic Guy radio show on Sirius XM live from St. Paul's Seminary.
Cool.
You know, he basically lived there for several days, taking part in day-to-day life with the seminarians, morning prayer, going to class with them, going to Mass with them, and eating meals with them. And then he had several of the seminarians on his show for interviews. And so folks can read this week's story to find out more about what he learned. And, you know, it included the fact that being a seminarian involves a lot of hard work and long days. I guess no surprise there. But, you know, interestingly, he's going to be taking his show on the road to other places around the country, he says, to kind of put the spotlight on Catholics in you know, other places in the U.S. who are doing some great things and maybe don't get the media attention that they deserve.
Tell me who the Threshold Singers are.
Yeah, this is an interesting story. It's a group of folks from the Basilica of St. Mary Choir who volunteer to sing hymns and songs to people who are dying or living with serious illness in their homes or hospices or hospitals and nursing homes. You know, I'd not ever heard of a ministry exactly like this, but it's happening in other places around the country, and these groups aren't necessarily focused on sacred music or hymns, but the Basilica group is. So,
Right. So
it's a wonderful story about the power of music, you know, to comfort hearts and the souls of people during some very difficult times in their lives and their loved ones as well, who are often at these the bedside
there, right.
Songs are sung. So people can learn more about this wonderful ministry in this week's issue as well.
And the ordination of Bishop-elect Andrew Cousins is coming up?
It is. I did a short follow-up interview with him. That ordination is going to be, of course, December 9th at the cathedral. And, you know, a bishop on the day of his ordination receives several symbols of the office, including a ring and the mitre and a crozier. So I was asking him about those things for his day. And I found out that his ring, which is a gift from his family, will feature the image that is on the back of the miraculous medal, which he said, you know, contains a little catechism about the Christian life. So it includes an altar and a cross and signifying the, you know, the significance of the Mass, and M for Mary, teaches us how to surrender our lives in the Mass, and the hearts of Jesus and Mary, and the 12 stars representing the 12 apostles. So that's, I thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And then the crozier, or the pastoral staff, you know, symbolizes a bishop's responsibility to lead his flock to Christ. And Bishop Cousin's crozier is being carved by a nephew of Bishop Paul Serba, who's a professional wood carver.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and Bishop Serba will be one of the co-consecrators, with Archbishop Neinsted will be the main consecrator, and then Archbishop Harry Flynn will be the other co-consecrator at the Mass. And the mitre that he will have is a gift from some of his former students who are priests now. So we'll have in the article we have in this week's paper, we have more information about parking and shuttle bus opportunities. And we keep saying it's you know, certainly open to the public, but you want to get there early, because it's gonna cathedral's gonna fill up fast.
And it's December 9th,
that's right?
Right, 2 p.m.
Right, and if you can't make it, the ceremony is going to be live streamed on the internet and maybe
on Relevant Radio 1330.
Right, with commentary by Paul.
Yeah,
that's right.
When necessary.
So you go to relevantradio.com, and I believe it's keyword bishop, and that'll hook you in there. So that'll be a way you can participate if you can't make it down there in person.
I should mention, too, that it's also going to be on Cable 6 in the Twin Cities for those who pick up Town Square TV.
Right, right.
So that's all in the November 21st issue of The Catholic Spirit. Just came out yesterday.
That's right.
What's coming up?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're looking forward to Advent. You've got to have a ton of plans for the next couple of
issues. We'll have a little more Advent, a few more stories, including one about people may be familiar with the Jesse tree as a symbol of Advent.
Oh, yes. Now, that's a fairly recent thing, isn't
it? Yeah.
And I'm not familiar with that. What is that?
Well, it's a tree where each day you hang ornaments on them that each ornament sort of signifies a story in salvation history.
Okay.
And there's a local author who has written a new book for, it's really an activity book, I'd say, for families and kids, so you can learn about the Jesse tree.
Okay.
And then there's some ornaments in the back. You can decorate and actually, you know, participate in the tradition. So
that sounds perfect for
we'll
us.
Have that. And then every December, the dioceses around the country take up a collection for the retired religious.
Oh, that's right.
Men and women. That's coming up. We'll have a feature on some folks who, you know, kind of learned about the great need for funds for retired religious, and are going to go out and speak that day, trying to, I guess, emphasize the importance of this and raise some money. And then we'll also have a little feature with Net Ministries about a new initiative they have going called Igniting Faith. So
all looks good. But in the meantime, the November 21st issue of The Catholic Spirit is out. It should be beyond your doorstep by
on
now.
On your coffee table, right?
It should be in your hands, in front of your eyes. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Yep, nice talking to you. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
And you too.
You too, Joe.
We'll see you in a few weeks. You can hear Joe Towalski, editor of The Catholic Spirit, every week here on the Rediscover Hour, and you can find The Catholic Spirit online anytime at thecatholicspirit.com.
And coming up on the Rediscover Hour, the TV is full of ads reminding us to get our Christmas gift list together. But what about getting ready for the true gift we celebrate this time of year, preparing our hearts for Advent in today's No Ordinary Conversation?
And in answering the call, we'll speak with inspiring Catholic singer Michelle Denise Michaels about the love of God and the gift of blindness.
Plus, we'll hear about an exciting first-ever opportunity to see one of the world's most beloved Catholic spirituality writers right here in the Twin Cities when we come right back.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would heal our souls?
The Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio is presented each week by Stinson Electric.
This is Paul Archambault of Stinson Electric. We're proud to sponsor the Rediscover Hour. Stinson Electric is a trusted supplier of electrical services in the Twin Cities area.
Stinson Electric solves electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers.
My customers really appreciate the electricians that I send out there. Their professionalism, their personality, their responsibility, the fact that they can call and get someone out there that knows how to solve the problem, does it in a timely manner, and is neat, tidy, polite as they they do it. I get a lot of feedback about the employees.
It's rare to find a company so dedicated to doing business the right way so that everyone benefits.
We'd like to be your trusted electrical advisor. I'd be happy to meet with you and discuss your electrical needs. I can be reached at 612-424-7382 or on the web at StinsonElectricInc.com.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Corey Regan.
And I'm Paul Sadek. He is one of the most beloved Catholic spirituality authors writing today, and he's coming to our area for the first time ever in just over a week.
Yes, we are talking about Father Jacques Philippe, whose book Time for God is one of the recommended books for the Rediscover Catholic Book Club. Father Philippe has been the number one selling author at St. George Catholic Books and Gifts in Blaine for the past 4 years.
St. George Catholic Books and Gifts is sponsoring Father Philippe's speaking appearances here in the Twin Cities. And we're joined this morning by the store's owner, Bob Balk, with all the details. Thanks for joining us, Bob.
Well, thank you, Paul and Corey.
Tell us a little bit about your ministry and mission, and I mean that sincerely when I talk about Catholic Book and Gift Stores. It's heroic.
There you go. Support them all. We all need it. Back in 2004, I was in another business, and as God has his way, businesses kind of change and redirects your life. And Sharon and I thought that we were being called to open up a Catholic store. So we just went to our parish priest at that time, who was just installed at our parish church of St. Paul, Father John Vanderplug, and said, "Father, you don't know us. We've been parishioners here for many years. We think we're being called to open up a Catholic store." And we went into that meeting not telling him whatever he said we were going to do. So if he said no, it was no. If he said yes, it was yes. So with five kids, we started the store. We actually signed a lease before we even knew where to buy a book.
Oh, wow.
So the banks weren't, they didn't want any part of us at that point. But I think we just trust in God. And we knew that there was a hunger, there was a desire, and a need for the North Metro. There was really nothing up here. And we saw the people who just wanted to know more, and there were so many new things coming out and new authors and new books. So we thought, well, if God's going to take us on this, then, let's go.
A leap of faith. That's awesome. Well, how did the first ever speaking appearances locally by Father Philippe come about then?
Well, I say to Father John, I said, "Father John, you're the one that started this whole thing." After confession, Father John would he actually worked with us to get a selected reading list in our store because we needed help, because as we didn't know that much, we want to turn to those who know more.
Sure.
And Father suggested certain books on Father Philippe, so we had those in here. And so after confession, he would tell people come in and or pick up Searching for and Maintaining Peace. Well, very few people had ever heard of Father Jacques Philippe. So people would come in, and it's a small book. And people would come in, they'd buy one that day, they'd come in a few days later and buy five. They'd give them to their brothers, their sisters, their mothers, their fathers, because they wanted to spread what they felt, what was happening to them after reading these books.
And what do you think that was?
Well, I think it was the simplicity of the message, because he appeals to the intellect and to just the regular person trying to say, I want to grow in faith.
Be better.
How do I obtain this peace? It's easy to say, but how do I really obtain this? It's the hardest thing to do, the easiest thing to say and the hardest thing to do. And Father Philippe just lays it out so simply that I think people catch it.
He's been your best-selling author for 4 years running now. Do you think it's because of that simplicity?
Yes, I think it is, and it's a very interesting thing, because you're going to see a lot of... You get catalogs upon catalogs. This new book is out, this new book is out. And people, hear about those books, and this is not the way that this has happened. This has happened from a groundswell. What's happened is one person has told another person, because you don't see a lot of advertising about his books in the major magazines. And it's one person told another person, or a priest had used this, and he was telling his parishioners. And when we see this groundswell going like this, And when a person reads one book and then they go on and then they read a second book and they read, it's like they're applying these, they're life application books.
And what do you think, I haven't read any of his books yet, but what do you think would be a good book to start for him?
Well, I would tell people to go with his first book, which would be Searching For and Maintaining Peace.
Okay.
Because that's, you know, that's near and dear to everybody's heart.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then, obviously, The Time for God was the recommended book for the Rediscover Catholic Book Club, and it had online support, like a discussion guide and stuff. Do you think that was helpful, those
Absolutely.
Type of materials?
And when you hear Time for God, I mean, that catches you right now.
Right.
Because everybody says, well, I should have time.
Make more time, right.
Yeah. But, you know, in actuality, it's really just being open, you know, to God, and the time, you know, is there, the time's there. Do we just want to put our priorities?
Prioritize it, right.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've heard comments from people. What do people say about Time for God?
Well, this is one of the books that is really catching people because of all of the notoriety of this. And I think what's happened is people are coming to the point of saying, okay, this, I can do this in such a simple way. And I would read this from, this is from page 50 of his book, and it really laid, this I think is the essence. It's, Father Philippe says, the first principle is simple but extremely important. What matters in mental prayer is not so much what we do as what God does in us. It is enormously liberating to know this. For sometimes we can do nothing at all in mental prayer. Really, though, it doesn't matter how much, because even if we can't do anything, God can. And that's, I think, the essence of saying, you know, you've got, God's got time for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
We just need to show up.
That's right. You know?
Prioritize our time differently.
Yeah, and so I think when people are talking and they're putting these things into practice, and it's interesting, the people carry these books with them, they underline them, they make notes in the margins, because they're very small, they're not large books, and another reason why this is catching on is because people who may not be book readers before and said, you know, you hand somebody a book of 2 inches, they're going to say,
right.
I don't think so.
Right.
These books are maybe a half an inch thick.
Start short.
And they're short, you go through them, and then you go back through again and again and again.
So it's something you can refer to
right.
you whenever
carry
you
them
need
with
to.
Them, with
right.
you.
And what do you think, how has been the reaction to people or fans of his that have heard he's come in to speak?
Well, it's been an exciting time because, in fact, last night I was at St. Hubert's in Chanhassen. Jeff Cavins was doing a Bible study, walking a biblical walk through the Mass.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was talking to one of the ladies there, and we were talking about Father Philippe coming in. And she said, well, I'm reading the book that, because at each parish there's actually 5 talks he's doing, so there's different talks at different parishes. So if you like one talk, you may want to go to a different place to hear, you know, another talk.
Definitely.
But she was saying, I have to get this read before he comes because I really want to get to the end of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her the last 3 pages are going to bring it home for you. And
oh,
you know,
yeah.
she just smiled. And then she told another person, and the other person was going to be reading this other book, and she's going to be reading Time for God. So it's kind of like I'm just sitting there listening to what the people on the streets are saying.
Mm-hmm.
So the Holy Spirit is working this because this has not come, even setting up Father Philippe here. This just, the Holy Spirit is setting into motion. You can see that.
So what are some of the themes that he'll pick up in his talks?
Okay, well, he'll be talking about prayer and personal relationship with God. Okay, and that's going to be the Time for God. So that starts at 2 of the parishes. Then he's going to be talking about inner peace. So that's on his book, Searching For and Maintaining Peace. Then he'll be talking true freedom in Christ. So that's kind of like an abandonment. Okay, God, I'm giving you everything. You're in control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's interior freedom. He'll be talking on the Beatitudes and spiritual poverty. And then also he'll be going through growth through suffering. And finally, he'll have the one talk will be receptiveness to the Holy Spirit.
Okay. And so there, he has a translator, correct? He speaks in French?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. He speaks in French, but he's, and then broken English. And
okay.
You can go on to see him at his own website. There's a little trailer, and it's FR, Father Jacques Philippe, readerscoverhour.com.
Okay.
And I think readers can either, or listeners can go to either your website or our website to see the exact spelling of his name. But if you go there, what will happen is you'll see a little trailer and you can see what happens. The translator is actually a sister from Minneapolis who is coming home for Thanksgiving.
Oh my
she
gosh.
Called her mom and she said, "I'm coming home for Thanksgiving," because that doesn't happen. And
what
so
a great
you look
side
at
story.
Yeah, and so she'll stand about 2 feet away from him. He'll speak in French and broken English, and then she'll be there translating in real time. And they've done this many times before, and he speaks throughout the world. And so we're really looking forward to that. We'll also be videotaping Father, too. And
all the events free?
All the events are free. We might put we'll be putting a free will offering if someone wants to, in the back of the churches and so. But everything is free. The publisher worked with us on this and said, you've got an opportunity to get Father Philippe here. So he said, email Father Philippe, and I did. And we've been going back and forth, and it's an amazing thing, because I said, Father, I'm going to book you during the day and at night. Is that okay? Yes, you can do whatever. Father, do you have any restrictions? No, I don't have anything. Any food? and it's kind of like he is practicing exactly what he's preaching, because every time I send him an email, it's this peaceful email that comes back, and it's like, whatever.
Oh, nice. Laid back.
Yes.
Bob Balk from St. George Catholic Books and Gifts in Blaine, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to Father Jacques Philippe coming.
Thank you. Thank you for Relevant Radio, too, for all the work that you do.
God bless you
Absolutely.
And your ministry.
Okay, thank you.
Well, Father Jacques Philippe is in town for 8 inspiring talks from Saturday, November 30th through Tuesday, December 3rd, and all talks are free and no registration is required. All talks run 1 hour approximately and will be live translated from French to English and will be followed by a book signing.
Here's a quick run-through of the dates, times, and topics of Father Philippe's talks. If you don't have a pen and paper handy, don't worry. We've set up a link to this information from our show page at rediscover-faith.org. Saturday, November 30th, 1 p.m. at St. Michael in St. Michael, Minnesota. Father's topic is prayer and personal relationship with God. Also on Saturday, November 30th, Father Philippe will concelebrate Mass at 5 p.m., followed by a talk at 7 at St. Hubert in Chanhassen. Father Philippe will speak about inner peace. Then Sunday, December 1st, Father Philippe will concelebrate 10:30 a.m. Mass, then give his presentation at noon at St. John the Baptist in New Brighton. Topic is True Freedom in Christ. Later on Sunday, December 1st, 6:45 p.m. at Nativity of Our Lord in St. Paul, Father's topic is inner peace.
And then on Monday, December 2nd at 9 a.m. in the chapel at Providence Academy in Plymouth, Father Philippe will talk about the Beatitudes. There's limited space here, so please call St. George Books before showing up. And later on Monday, December 2nd at 7 p.m. at St. Joseph in West St. Paul, Father will speak on prayer and deep personal relationship with God. Then on Tuesday, December 3rd at 2 p.m., he'll be speaking at St. George Catholic Bookstore in Blaine, where he will offer a shorter talk on suffering, and there is limited space here. Again, please call St. George Books before showing up. And finally, on Tuesday, December 3rd at 7 p.m., Father will offer his final appearance here in the Twin Cities at St. Paul in Ham Lake, where he will speak about receptiveness to the Holy Spirit. And the phone number for St. George Books is 763-754-9777. That's 763-754-9777. And we've posted that number on our show page at rediscover-faith.org. Just click on radio in the top navigation bar. Every week on the Rediscover Hour, we'll catch up with local Catholics and ask them about a faith topic.
This past weekend, we asked the question, what is your family's special Thanksgiving tradition?
I'm Janelle from Holy Trinity in South St. Paul, and my Thanksgiving tradition is to have family over, not just immediate family, because we do that at Christmas time. Our Thanksgiving consists of having all of our in-laws and all the extended family over. And this year it's exciting because we're going to South Carolina, my parents and I, with my sister to meet my sister's fiance and his extended family.
My name is Matt. I'm from St. Joseph's Parish in West St. Paul. And my family's tradition is that we get together with a bunch of friends. We play a big football game. But what's unique to our football game is that somebody always has to dress up like a turkey. And One team are they're the Pilgrims, and one team is the Indians. And at different times, everybody goes after the turkey. But it's a lot of fun. All the family gets together.
Hi, my name is Tatum. I'm from Chatfield, Minnesota. I usually attend St. Bernard's Parish in Stuartville, Minnesota. And for Thanksgiving, my family gets together. Usually I'm from a big family of six older sisters, so we get together and all the nieces and nephews and everyone have dinner together, and we usually take time to sit down, and my mom usually has there's some candy or M&M's that we get to take. We pass them around, and then however many M&M's you have is you go around and you say that many things that you're thankful for that year. So that's just something little but unique and just something that I enjoy that we do every year.
My name is Sylvia. My parish is St. Joseph's in West St. Paul, and our family tradition is to go to Mass. And then visit the Adoration Chapel. And then each of my kids, we have five, is responsible for coming up with their own litany of Thanksgiving. And then we give thanks in front of the Blessed Sacrament for a beautiful year.
If you have an idea for a question you would like us to ask fellow Catholics, send it to us at the Rediscover Hour at archspm.org. And coming up on the Rediscover Hour, we'll listen in as Archbishop Neinstadt and Father John Paul Erickson talk about preparing our hearts for Advent in today's No Ordinary Conversation.
Plus, we'll speak with a woman who performs internationally but calls the Twin Cities home. Hear from Michelle Denise Michaels about the love of God and the gift of blindness when we come right back.
Rediscover.
This moment of Advent music is brought to you by Matt Sack Chevrolet Buick in Belle Plaine, just minutes south of the Twin Cities. Visit their website at sackchevy.com.
Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. And to help me.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Corey Regan.
And I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Answering the Call, we have an inspiring guest who shares her story of how experiencing God's love has changed her life through witness and song. You heard a little bit of her singing coming back from break.
Yeah, Michelle Denise Michaels lost her sight at age 9, and through her life's journey and God's abundant grace, she eventually came to see her blindness as a gift.
Now Michelle uses the gift of her remarkable voice to share the good news about the biggest gift of all, and that's God's love. If you attended the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration at the St. Paul River Center in October, you were lucky to hear Michelle sing live. And today we're lucky to have a chance to chat with Michelle and hear some more of that performance she gave in October. Thank you for joining us, Michelle.
Thank you.
So wonderful to hear hear your voice. And I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about your journey. Help us understand why you consider blindness a gift.
Well, I lost my sight, like it was said, at age 9. I just remember being in the third grade. In the morning, I could see the board. Went to recess, came back, and I couldn't see it. And the doctors have never been able to determine a cause. And I spent most of my life just pretending to be sighted, and everything I touched fail. And finally, when I embraced the cross of blindness, I found that I was able to step into God's will for my life, and I've been able to, he's been able to use me in ways I couldn't have imagined.
such as singing about it and speaking on it. And I've gotten to hear your whole story, and it's just so inspiring. And I wonder, I know you grew up Catholic, but have you always been so deeply engaged, or when did that happen for you?
I've always been fully engaged in my faith. Mm-hmm. I think if people asked me as a child, like, what are you going to be when you grow up? My thought was Catholic.
Oh, you know, I was, that's a good answer.
My siblings and I, we were involved in youth group and
okay.
Choirs, anything that was appropriate for that age.
Mm-hmm. You
know? And my mom's house is full of sacramentals. It's everywhere. It was the most important thing in our lives.
Now, you're a 2011 graduate of the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute, which we've talked about a lot on the Rediscover Hour. What made you decide to undertake this intensive two-year program?
I'm a self-proclaimed Catholic geek. I love all things Catholic. And if there's any Bible study, like all Jeff Cavins' Bible studies, I've been there, and you know, I stalk him, basically. any faith formation thing, I'm there. So, but I couldn't discipline myself to read the entire catechism. So this was a way of disciplining myself to read it, and also to be around people who were living their faith. It was wonderful.
Did you find some particular challenges in going through that two-year course because of your blindness?
I didn't, because the catechism, I was able to get it on digitally.
Mm-hmm.
So it was easy. And then the actual book, I had it, the book that you use, I had it recorded. And I took all my notes in Braille, so it was
doable.
It was fine.
Yeah. And you speak and sing internationally, and what is, I guess, one thing that you want your listeners to walk away with from your songs, or anything that you're trying to send a message about?
My desire every time I sing is that people walk away with hope. I always ask God to help me to, I know, touch a heart,
mm-hmm.
touch a soul. And my prayer right before I sing, I always ask the Blessed Mother to lend me her voice. I always imagine that she has a beautiful singing voice, because she mm-hmm. sang to baby Jesus, so mm-hmm. I just ask her for that voice.
You chose to sing How Great Thou Art at the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration. Tell me a little bit about what inspired you to sing that song.
I can't take credit for that song. that song was given to me by the Rediscovered team.
Okay.
Really?
Sarah Milley contacted me, and she said, this is a song, and how do you feel about it?
This is the song you're going to sing, and you will like it.
No, she said, and she asked me how I felt about it, and it just felt right.
Yeah.
Because we were going through different songs. It felt like the right song. And at the time, I was leaving for a trip. In September, I walked the Camino de Santiago, and so I used that song as my meditation when I was walking.
Oh, that's perfect.
Let's listen to a little bit of it again now.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world's thy hand have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Thank you.
Michelle Denise Michaels from the Rediscover Catholic Celebration at the St. Paul River Center just last month. Michelle, your debut CD is called Altar Call. What a beautiful title, because we have the greatest altar call in the world in the Catholic Church, don't we?
Every Sunday. Yeah, I was thinking about that every Sunday when we receive the Eucharist, and that's our altar call.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, you are continuing to travel around the country and overseas, sharing your ministry. What's next for you that you're really excited about, Michelle?
It's strange, but I've decided to not travel as much because I've been procrastinating on completing my book called Are You Really Blind?
Oh, wow.
So I just started teaching singing lessons, like really teaching it, and I've been having a blast, and I was totally surprised.
Oh, you're perfect for that. You are perfect music teacher, for sure. Yeah,
that's been really good.
In you.
Is there something special about music that reaches people in a way that other means don't?
That's always a hard question for me. I think music stirs the emotion. I find that it's been able to, melt the hardest hearts. And what I love about it is that it serves the liturgy, it serves worship, it serves all areas of our lives that are important, weddings, funerals, everything that's important.
It's always there.
Yeah, it's a soundtrack for our lives, basically.
Michelle Denise Michaels, it's been so wonderful to visit with you and hear your singing voice again. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You can find out more about Michelle's music ministry at michelledenisemichaels.com, and we put a link on our show page.
And you can hear, again, Michelle's amazing performance of How Great Thou Art on the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration page at rediscover-faith.org.
And a reminder, if there's a new evangelization-related topic you'd like to hear more about on the Rediscover Hour, let us know. Click on Show Ideas on the lower right side of our show page at rediscover-faith.org. Just click on Radio in the top navigation bar or email us directly at therediscoverhour@archspm.org. That's therediscoverhour@archspm.org.
And coming up on the Rediscover Hour, we'll talk about the really important things to think about when you're planning your Christmas list. Archbishop Nienstedt discusses preparing our hearts for Advent in No Ordinary Conversation.
Plus, we'll take a look at Catholic events happening around town. We'll be right back, but here's a little bit more of Michelle Denise Michaels.
And as the night turns into day, your gentle light, which went away.
Stinson Electric solves electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers. They strive for the best results for their customers.
This is Paul Archambault of Stinson Electric. This summer, I took a 10-day vacation up at the lake. The first three emails that I opened on Monday morning were all compliments about how well my employees had handled various things while I was gone. What a blessing to come back to that.
Stinson Electric has such a wide set of skills, your electrical needs are always handled by an expert in the field.
Our ideal in our company is to have each person be continuously improving. So we host annual in-house training for our electricians. They're trained in safety, they're trained in new codes, troubleshooting techniques. That way, with a number of employees, we have kind of a wide range of knowledge. People become experts on different parts of the business.
Stinson Electric is the sponsor of the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio. You can contact Paul at 612-424-7382.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Corey Regan. Okay, so we have a special contest to announce today for children. The Catholic Spirit invites young artists in the Archdiocese to participate in a poster contest with the theme, I Unwrap the Real Gift of Christmas When.
The completed sentence must appear on the front of an 8.5 by 11 inch poster. Entries will be judged on originality and artistic ability, interpretation of the theme, and newspaper reproduction quality.
And a first place prize of $50 will be awarded for one poster in each category: grades 3 and under, grades 4 through 6, grades 7 through 9, and grades 10 through 12. For all the details, please visit the Catholic Spirit website. And we've also posted a link on our show page. Just go to rediscover-faith.org and click on radio in the top navigation bar.
Well, before Christmas, there is the beautiful time of waiting in Advent.
In today's No Ordinary Conversation, Archbishop Nienstedt discusses preparing our hearts for Advent with Father John Paul Erickson.
Archbishop, thank you so much again for your time. I want to ask you about an important season coming up, a liturgical season, and that's the season of Advent. The season of Advent is called a season of waiting, but Archbishop, what exactly are we waiting for? Waiting for the Christmas tree or the presents? What exactly are we waiting for in the season of Advent?
Well, those are two good guesses, I would say. But I think the human person is always standing, waiting for the presence of God, specifically in the encounter with the God-man, Jesus Christ. Pope Benedict XVI reminded us so often that this is the encounter which lies at the heart of our religious experience. In the Advent liturgies, we hear the prophet Isaiah calling us to recognize our need for God. We take up the challenge of St. John the Baptist to make straight the ways of the Lord. Advent is a word that actually means coming.
Oh, okay.
And so in these days, I think we focus on the fact that Christ has come. Christ is present to us, and Christ will come again at the end of time. So I suppose you could say that the waiting and the watching are on all three of those levels.
I see.
Being thankful for past blessings, being conscious of the presence of Christ in this moment, and looking forward in confidence to the blessings yet to come.
That's beautiful. Past, present, and future. Marvelous. Archbishop, in the Mass, during the season of Advent, the season of waiting and looking back, but also looking to the future, we wear violet. Now, the other season, of course, we wear violet in is in Lent. Why do we wear violet in Advent?
Well, I think there's a difference between the two. The Lenten purple is kind of a somber, penitential color that draws us to enter into the Paschal mystery embedded in the Holy Week ceremonies. And that, of course, focuses us on Christ's passion and his death. But the Advent purple, it seems to me, reflects a more quiet, reflective mode,
okay,
a mode of expectation, of promise, and of hope. It's a different form of penitential witness. In a way, I guess you could say that it really calls us to get our spiritual house in order as we move towards Christmas.
Mm. Thank you very, very much. What are some of the ways that the people of God, the good people of this archdiocese, can enter more deeply into the season? Are there some particular practices that you can recommend, some activities that families and individuals can do?
Well, I would encourage families to center their Advent devotion around a homemade or store-bought Advent wreath.
Okay.
The wreath, of course, is circular, representing the circle of our lives, and specifically the whole of the Advent season. The four candles interrupt the circle, pointing to those interventions when God touches our lives.
Oh, that's a beautiful image. Hmm.
What I would suggest is that families once a week, or even maybe every day, would light the appropriate number of candles, and then do a short Lectio Divina. Take a reading from the Mass that day or another Advent reading, and after the reading, pause for a few minutes of reflection, and then ask each member of the family to share what the passage means to him or her. Another way to do this is to use Matthew Kelly's book, Rediscover Advent,
okay,
and to use the daily meditations that he has there, which also reference the daily scripture readings.
Thank you very much. Such a powerful practice, Lectio Divina. I know something which has been very important in your own life, Archbishop, and had some powerful experiences myself and those that I know. Who are some of the figures that we'll encounter in our meditation upon Scripture during the season of Advent? I know in the liturgy, the Church puts before us some significant figures. Who are some of those characters of faith?
Well, the most prominent scriptural figures for Advent are St. John the Baptist, the Virgin Mary, and Jesus himself.
I see.
John the Baptist is the Lord's herald who prepares our hearts to receive Christ anew. Mary offers us an example of one who accepts the will of God with humble openness, aware that she is God's obedient servant. And Jesus, of course, is the fulfillment of all that the prophets had foretold. He is light from light, true God from true God. He is the greatest gift that humanity could hope for, the God-man sent to redeem us.
Amen. John, Mary, and Jesus, those are good ones. We can reflect upon them. So, Archbishop, we pray for a wonderful Advent for you and for the people of the Archdiocese. And come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Always good to get some tips about preparing
from
our shepherd.
The Advent wreath, the Rediscovering Advent by Matthew Kelly. And you know, I don't think I knew that the violets or the purples were, are they different colors for Lent and Advent, or was he just saying?
It varies from one parish to another,
okay.
but the same vestments can be used for Lent and for Advent. It's just that they take on
a different meaning. Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll hear from Archbishop Nienstedt regularly here on the Rediscover Hour in No Ordinary Conversation.
Next up on December 6th, we hear from the Archbishop and Bishop-elect Andrew Cousins discussing the Bishop-elect's upcoming ordination to the Episcopate.
And here's a look at some inspiring Catholic events happening in our area. You are invited to the Golden Habit Mixer to support the Sisters of St. Joseph of Carondelet in their current ministries, including St. Mary's Health Clinics, Sarah's Oasis, and others. The event takes place November 29th at Creighton Durham Hall High School from 6 p.m. to midnight. And there will be two bands, food, bingo, food and drink, and more. Admission is $20. For admission for information about the event or to register or to find out more about the sisters and their ministries, go to goldenhabitmixer.org. That's goldenhabitmixer.org.
And as we discussed earlier in the show, Father Jacques Philippe is in town for 8 inspiring talks over 4 days from Saturday, November 30th to Tuesday, December 3rd. One of Father Philippe's books is a recommended book in the Rediscover Catholic Book Club, maybe a group at your parish. Read Time for God, maybe you did, or maybe you experienced one of his other really life-changing books. Don't miss your chance to hear Father Jacques Philippe talk in person with live translation in English. Get your favorite book by him signed. You can find a complete list of event times and topics at stgeorgebooks.com or call 763-754-9777. That's 763-754-9777.
And women are invited to greet Advent as women of faith during a special Advent retreat on December 7th. This special retreat is sponsored by the Archdiocesan Council of Catholic Women and will be held at St. Peter Catholic Church in Mendota. Aimé Petra and Janae Bauer of Faith Walk Retreats will be the presenters, and registration begins at 8:30 a.m. And the morning consists of prayer, praise, and presentation, and concludes with Mass at 12, celebrated by Archbishop John Nienstedt. Cost is $15 before November 23rd and $20 thereafter. Register online at www.archspm.org or call 651-291-4545. That's 651-291-4545 for further assistance.
St. Paul's Monastery invites you to attend Christmas at the Monastery Saturday, December 7th, 4 to 7 p.m. This is the largest local fundraiser for the Benedictine Sisters and their ministries. Proceeds support the Benedictine community, the continuous education and spiritual formation of the sisters, and the monastery operations. Enjoy an exclusive auction, delightful music, and inspirational prayer at the monastery at 2675 Bennett Road in St. Paul. The event costs $35. You can register and pay online. We've set up a link to the St. Paul Monastery site from our show page.
And you can see the movie Mary of Nazareth at the Lakeville Muller Family Theater on December 8th at 2 p.m. and help the local Knights of Columbus chapter at the same time. You may purchase tickets for this special Knights of Columbus fundraiser at the All Saints Catholic Church Parish Office in Lakeville or at Holy Cross Books in Apple Valley. Tickets are $10 each, and the movie is not recommended for youth under 13 unless their parents approve and are attending with their children. That screening info again for the new movie Mary of Nazareth takes place at the Lakeville Muller Family Theater on December 8th at 2 p.m.
And the ordination of Archbishop, or rather of Bishop-elect Andrew Cousins as Auxiliary Bishop for the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis will take place on December 9th at 2 p.m. at the Cathedral of St. Paul. That begins at 2 p.m. All the faithful are invited to attend this important event in the life of the local church. Please be aware that seating and on-site parking are limited. See the Archdiocese's website for off-site parking options. A reception will immediately follow the ceremony at the Crown Plaza Hotel in downtown St. Paul, in which all the faithful are invited. And of course, that ordination mass will also be heard live on Relevant Radio starting at 2 p.m. on December 9th. For more information on any of the events on the Rediscover Hour, visit our Rediscover Hour show page. Go to rediscover-faith.org, click on radio in the top navigation bar.
And we'll have a special encore show featuring Martha Fernandez Sardina on the weekend after Thanksgiving. Then coming up on December 6th on the Rediscover Hour, we have a very special No Ordinary Conversation. Don't miss Archbishop Neinsted's wide-ranging discussion with our next auxiliary bishop, the Most Reverend Andrew Cousins.
The Rediscover Hour, presented by your trusted electrical advisors, Stinson Electric.
Discover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.